It's Wednesday, April 22nd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On April 13th, the Chinese Christian Fellowship of Righteousness, the Zhangzhou-based church in the Henan province, received a notice to disband from the communist government, calling its religious activities illegal, reports International Christian Concern. Matthew 5, verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In an interview on Pittsburgh's CBS affiliate, John Delano asked this question of Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president.
Where are you in naming that running mate? I've heard some speculation about Michelle Obama as vice president. If she said to you she'd be willing to be your running mate, would you ask her?
Oh, I'd take her in a heartbeat. She's brilliant. She knows the way around. She is a really fine woman.
On Tuesday, in a broad-ranging phone-in interview with conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt, Attorney General William Barr acknowledged the burdens to civil liberties during the COVID shutdown.
The president has executive power. Part of that is the ability to head off disastrous situations that can't otherwise be dealt with. One of the key things that I think is being missed in this whole debate that's going on now, these are unprecedented burdens on civil liberties, right? The idea that you have to stay in your house is disturbingly close to house arrest. I'm not saying it wasn't justified. I'm not saying in some places it might be still justified. But it's very onerous, as is shutting down your livelihood. These are very, very burdensome impingements on liberties. And if we adopted them, we have to remember, for the limited purpose of slowing down the spread, that is, bending the curve, we didn't adopt them as the comprehensive way of dealing with this disease. Now, seeing that these are bending the curve, and now we have to come up with more targeted approaches.
Attorney General Barr compared the overall strategy to fighting cancer.
To me, this is a little bit like, you know, fighting a cancer. You know, sometimes cancer is spreading, and one of the treatments you can use is chemotherapy to drive it back and localize it and make it more susceptible to surgery or more targeted thing like radiation or even immunotherapy. But your first thing is to drive it back to a more manageable state. That's what we're doing and have done. And the question is, you can't just keep on feeding the patient chemotherapy and say, well, we're killing the cancer. We're getting to the point where we're killing the patient. And now is the time that we have to start looking ahead and shifting to more targeted therapy.
On Monday night, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson chatted with Republican Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick about the impact that the shutdown has had on the economy from a month prior when they last talked, reports the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
You were pretty clear in what you thought might happen in our conversation a month ago. You said, if they don't pull this back a little bit, you're going to see a lot of people out of work and you're going to see the economy crushed. Do you think you've been vindicated?
I'm sorry that I'm vindicated. I wish it hadn't happened, Tucker, but I'm a small business guy. When you start shutting down society and people start losing their paychecks and businesses can't open and governments aren't getting revenues. And sorry to say that I was right on this. I'm thankful that we are now finally beginning to open up Texas and other states because it's been long overdue.
Patrick said the scientific predictions have been unreliable.
You know, they told us to follow the science. Well, what science? I mean, at the end of January, Dr. Fauci, who I have great respect for, said this wasn't a big issue. 3 weeks later, we were going to lose 2 million people. Another few weeks later, it was 1 to 200,000. Now it's under 60,000. We've had the wrong numbers, the wrong science. I don't blame them, but let's face reality of where we are. In Texas, we have 29 million people. We've lost 495. Every life is valuable, but 500 people out of 29 million were locked down.
Patrick insists it's time to let people go back to work.
We're crushing the average worker. We're crushing small business. We're crushing the markets. We're crushing this country. And what I said when I was with you that night, there are more important things than living. I don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. But man, we got to take some risk. And that's saving this country for my children and my grandchildren and saving this country for all of us. Get this country back up and running.
And finally, walking along the sidewalk outside Montana's Capitol building last Sunday, 600 citizens rallied in support of reopening the state, reports KRTV. One sign said, quote, "Constitutional rights are always essential," end quote. Another said, quote, "We are citizens, not subjects," end quote. Worldview listeners Rich and Jessica Royal were in the crowd. Conrad Evarts, one of the organizers, explained what motivated the people to come out.
All these people were looking for a way to express themselves. These people all wanted to be somewhere to demonstrate their dissatisfaction with Governor Bullock's directives.
Ken Gardner was also upset with the government mandating that people stay in their homes with few exceptions.
This is about waking up the patriots. This is about waking up we the people. It's going to be the people that open this country up.
And Ann Cameron indicated that the selective closures were not fair to small businesses.
Every business is essential to somebody. You give guidelines and recommendations for Walmart, for Target, for Costco to follow these social distancing guidelines. Why wasn't the same opportunity presented to small businesses? You can easily have 300 people in Walmart at one time. These mom and pop businesses, 30 people, maybe?
Benjamin Franklin once said, quote, those who give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety, end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.